Today, the Democratic Alliance visited the family of Langalamviki, whose tragic death by drowning in a pit toilet in a village near Queenstown earlier this month horrified the nation. Sadly, South Africans have become far too desensitized to these tragic deaths, which occur far too frequently in provinces across the country under ANC-run governments. No child should have to meet this fate in South Africa, almost 30 years since the dawn of our democracy. I was joined by the DA Eastern Cape Provincial Leader, Andrew Whitfield, DA Shadow Minister for Basic Education, Patlolide Nodada, the DA Shadow MEC for Education, Edmund van Vuren, and the DA North East Cape Constituency Head, Sanele Maklaka, to comfort the family and to offer our assistance. Over successive years, the DA has asked a number of parliamentary questions around the use of pit toilets in all provinces. The replies to these have shown little to no progress in eradicating this deadly infrastructure. A 2021 Limpopo High Court judgment handed down by Judge Gerrit Muller ordered that a plan to eradicate all pit toilets in the province of Limpopo be provided to the court, along with a detailed implementation plan. This judgment, however, has no bearing on other provinces. And while the Human Rights Commission has promised to take broader legal action, its papers to date have not been filed. This Human Rights Day, the DA is launching a two-point plan to eradicate school pit toilets across South Africa to ensure that no family ever endures the tragic indignity suffered by the Viki family. The drowning of our children in pit toilets goes far beyond a human rights violation. It is a horror that no South African should ever be forced to contemplate. To address this, the DA will, firstly, consult with our lawyers and begin litigation proceedings to find the quickest and most effective means to instruct governments across the country to erect proper sanitation facilities for all school children as a fundamental human right. Given the immense interest in achieving this goal from all sectors of society, we will engage with civil society organizations, public advocacy groups, and non-governmental organizations working in the education space to put together a strong case. Secondly, the DA Shadow Minister of Basic Education, Patlolile Nodada, will also be launching a countrywide campaign to eradicate pit toilets. This will include widespread oversight visits of all school infrastructure, or a lack thereof, which may place the life of any child at risk. This campaign kicked off today, where we sought to assess the sanitation facilities at the school where little Langalamviki tragically died. It is clear that while the ANC national government has cut education budgets to bail out failing state-owned entities and presided over government departments where billions have been lost to corruption, it does not care that young children do not have a safe place to relieve themselves in dignity without the threat of death. We cannot commemorate Human Rights Day until every child has access to safe and dignified sanitation in schools. As South Africans today commemorate our hard-won human rights, we must never lose sight of the basic rights of which millions are still deprived. Until all South Africans have access to 3 meals a day, until every citizen has access to housing and sanitation, until all South Africans can live in dignity, we will never truly be free. The DA will ensure that freedom is afforded to all South Africans, even the 4-year-old child without a voice who simply wishes to use the bathroom safely at their school.